Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're at the Globe here today. Rangers and Cardinals pregame coming up at 6:30. We should have CY coming up in 20 minutes, maybe even in person, but definitely CY in 20. Looking forward to talking baseball with him. Here's the Chief with some rim.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when the Knicks can stay alive and go on the quest down 3-1 to do the unthinkable. They force a game six, 111-94. And Jalen Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns, they were nasty. The Pacers' offense just was non-existent. I mean, how does Halliburton only get up 7 shots in the game? That doesn't make much sense, but nobody could really get it going offensively. I mean, even the Knicks were under 30% from the three-point line last night, but the Pacers were just more disgusting offensively. So they stay alive, and now we see if they can force the game 7. What do you think? I just saw... Hopefully this isn't a ball sacking, Broadus. You know how that goes.
Ooh, yeah. I hope it's not.
I lead the league in that.
Game 7 at Madison Square Garden. What do you think a courtside seat ticket would cost
$26,000.
To sit courtside.
$26,000.
Game 7. Perhaps
$26,000, I'm guessing.
The biggest game in Knicks history.
Higher.
It's probably higher.
40 grand.
Gosh.
This thing's going 58.
Wow.
$100,000?
Are we going higher than this? $200,000.
I'm looking at $253,487 to sit courtside at MSG if there is a game 7. That's VIP 12 row AA. I mean,
I wonder what the average ticket price to sit courtside is at a Knicks game.
That's crazy. I wonder how many of those even are actually paid for, though, when you consider all the celebrities. Like, don't they get the granted, like Spike Lee's not paying for that, is he?
Yeah, no.
He's been paying for years.
So this is secondary. This is out of all the celebrities, who's willing to put their ticket that they got with their season ticket package up?
For a quarter milli.
Yeah. So that's what I wonder what's the highest price they've gotten already. Like, what'd the last courtside go for? On secondary.
So the average seats usually were like Timothy Chalamet sits, $62,000
for a game. For one seat. But now you're talking about a potential game 7.
They call that celebrity row.
Yeah, celebrity row.
You think they give those folks a break on those tickets? A year? You get a break?
I hope they don't get a break. You got the money, pay for it.
That's what they pay the Knicks?
$62,000.
Holy crap.
I wonder if the Knicks say, hey, listen, but it's like... Some of the celebrities are kind of just kind of mid, maybe? Are there some mid ones in there?
Like the Curb Your Enthusiasm lady like in row 3 because Miles Teller wanted to come enjoy the festivities next to Chalamet.
It seems like to me there's kind of like...
There's some mid celebrities?
I'm guessing.
Dude, they definitely have a hierarchy. Absolutely. I mean, curb your enthusiasm, ladies, sitting next to Larry David courtside throughout most of the series. All of a sudden, Miles Teller decides he's got a hankering for courtside Madison Square Garden. Sorry, curb your enthusiasm, lady. You're going to row three now. Make a place for Miles.
What was it that was the game? It was the one where Indiana came back, and it was the choking sign.
Game one?
The reaction after that Halliburton made the basket.
Yeah.
They showed the celebrities were all just... It's train wreck.
Man. Yeah, I believe it, dude. Well, here after the game, you had a couple of different sounds that were going viral. Hang we'll on. Get to the Siakam one here in a second.
I got to look this up.
Karl-Anthony Towns had a nice game last night. He sat down with the TNT crew on the court there at Madison Square Garden. This is after the game. He has taken off his sneakers. He has taken off his socks and whatever other ankle tape he may have had. He's going barefoot in his slide, so his toes are out. And Charles Barkley and everybody is kind of making fun of him. But listen to this, because he's talking about, like, Karl-Anthony Towns gets a lot of dumb fouls.
These two worlds usually never collide. This is player in the locker room. He's just like, what? This is normal. This is what I do after the game. I put my slides on, and I'm about to get in the shower.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we want to do one more interview with you. So he is out in locker room mode on for the courtside interview. I like this.
But you had Charles and Shaq kind of roasting up on Karl-Anthony Towns about his defense and his dumb fouling.
Okay. Well, I got to say something. I got to criticize you. Yeah, man, why do you be getting them dumb fouls?
I was going to ask the same question.
Why do you do that?
God only knows.
I mean, God only knows. When you got your fourth foul, they took you out. They made a run.
Yeah.
You got to stop
I got to do a much better job.
Yes.
I got to do a much better job.
You can get fouls, but a couple, like the other day when you just grabbed somebody by the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you talking about last game or this game?
Last game.
Every game.
Oh, you're talking about the one with the pick and roll?
Every game.
Yeah.
But you can't be getting those fouls.
I can't. You ain't wrong. Okay. You ain't wrong. I hurts our team.
Hey, man, credit to Cat. He took that nicely. Yep. Shaq and Charles kind of roasted him a little bit there.
Oh, my God.
His voice sounded, he put a little bass in it.
He did.
Good for him.
I think it's just like in the heat of battle, it can get
a little high on him.
Yeah, passionate.
The octaves get a little too passionate. Okay, and then you had on the other side of things with the Pacers, Pascal Siakam. He had a bit of an awkward, somewhat contentious back and forth with
Exchange.
A reporter at the podium after the game. Now, the reporter is Greg Doyle, if that name rings any bells.
He had the problem with our lady player.
Yeah, he's the same guy who was previously suspended by the Indy Star following a weird interaction with Caitlin Clark.
Why is he back out there?
He had his credentials revoked for a little while. He couldn't cover Fever games in person anymore.
But
he can still cover the Pacers. And Siakam said that the Knicks just played harder. Like, hey, the Knicks played harder than us tonight.
Absolutely.
And Doyle did not really understand how that could be possible.
What do you mean?
How is it possible not play hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is you're saying you guys got out fought.
That happens in a game, though. That's basketball. You're good? You're good, bro? You're looking for something, I know, but damn. No, but I'm telling you, though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you? Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's your name, bro?
Greg Doyle.
Greg Doyle, antagonist.
So, I don't think it's that bad of a question.
What was the question? I couldn't hear it.
It was basically why did
you guys play harder?
Yeah, why did you play harder?
How is that possible?
How is that possible in a closeout game that you guys are losing because you didn't play hard enough?
Yeah.
And that happens. We see it happen plenty where teams just don't have the energy, the legs, whatever. But it is also one of those things that feels inexcusable. Like, how could you not have the effort and the energy in a closeout game at Madison Square Garden in the Eastern Conference Finals? But Greg Doyle, I think, is just a very hated member of the media there. even though Siakam's doing the thing where he's like, who is this guy?
Yeah, and I love it. I thought it was a great exchange. It's good content. But I think it's one of the greatest mysteries of sport, and Doyle should understand it. Like, how can we be hair on fire, everything is firing, and then we say we want to go, and consciously we want to go, but the subconscious mind is going to let us down tonight. We are not in control of our subconscious minds, guys. Okay, they have a plan for us, and our energy goes through a rhythm. It's up and down, and some days we feel low, some days we feel high, and it doesn't matter how damn important that moment is. We can't control it. We can only try to influence it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have the same sense of urgency when you're feeling, we got three opportunities to do this.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Knicks, it's win or go home. So I can understand it. I mean, you'd love that not to happen. You'd love it if you're the Pacers and you come out and you just wrap this thing up in five. Clearly Oklahoma City did it in a big way. But human nature, I can see how it happens.
How about Brian Windhorst saying that the move for Giannis, if he has the control, he does want to stay in the East? And Windhorst says, I'm not discounting the Celtics and the Knicks in the Giannis race.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow, that'd be interesting, I guess, in a Jaylen Brown trade?
Ooh. Yeah, that would, Jaylen's? Absolutely. I mean, the Celtics have plenty of big contract dudes that you could swap out for. They're going to look plenty different anyways, but gosh dang it, that would be
pretty
ridiculous.
Is he up for a contract soon?
Giannis has, I think he's got two more years
two
left
more
on
years,
his deal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could send him to New York for Karl Anthony Towns, then you'd be looking at the favorite with the Knicks there, and that'd be fun. But yeah, I think he's just wanting to avoid the Pacers. Like, Sam Presti's done such a good job of building around, and he's got so many future draft picks that it's going to be impressive. Oklahoma City pulled this off. I don't think any other teams will ever make the massive mistakes of giving that amount of draft picks to one team ever again. But OKC might be in a position for this era's version of a dynasty if they can keep hitting on guys like Chet Holmgren and the Jalen Williamses.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You can keep restocking with good drafts of quality, cheap guys that can fill out your roster and be solid rotational pieces for you for sure. Obviously, they're not going to have the luxury of picking like super, super high up as much as they have in the past. But
they have other teams' picks.
But they do have other teams' picks. Yeah. And they're the one team that is set up in a league that's clearly trying to get away from the dynasty. They're the one team right now that actually has the chance. And we'll see, because crap happens all the time.
Yes.
There is no guarantees whatsoever. I don't care how young and promising you look, bad crap happens. But that's the one team that you feel like, yeah, they could find themselves in the finals three out of the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The West in general is just better than the East. So yeah. I get why Giannis would want to go to the East if possible. But, man, if he was in if he was in New York with the Knicks, that'd be huge with Boston. And either one of those would be monster.
Flying home has to factor in as well, right?
Oh, getting back to
Greece.
Yeah, I'm trying to buzz back and forth a couple of times, and a 6 hour flight becomes a 12 hour flight if I'm living in California.
Mm. Well, there it is. There's your rim sesh, boys.
Oh, right on. I'm sorry. Time flies when I'm having fun over
here. CY
asleep at the wheel is Chris Young set to join us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys here. 105.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Three the fan. All right, awesome. We have CY in person here at the Globe. Comerica Backyard, G-Bag Nation, home of the Rangers. Pre-game's coming up in just over 2 hours. The segment of the nation, the CY show, is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And Chris Young joins us now here on the Fan on a Good Afternoon. It's great to see you again.
Hey, guys. Good seeing you all. Thanks for being out the ballpark tonight.
Well, yeah, it's great to be here, Rangers and Cardinals. How do you guys tackle the day off with everything going on? Was it busy for you?
Well, it was. I mean, a lot of conversations for me internally with our front office, our executive team, just continuing to examine ways that we can kind of get this thing going, to get on track here, really get the offense going and get hot here. So there's still a lot of season left. There's a lot of baseball left, but we're leaving no stone unturned in terms of how we start getting this going, because obviously we're not happy with the results thus far. We're not where we need to be from an offensive standpoint. And, you know, I really believe that we've got a lot of good things ahead of us if we can find the answers, but it needs to start now. And so the off day was spent, you know, looking for those answers.
And then Boach said it's going to be 2 days off for Adolis, and he used the term mental day. Is that something fans should or are going to see more of?
Well, I think, you know, any player who's not performing at a level we need certainly is probably going to lose a little bit of playing time. I mean, that's just part of the nature of the game. It's a performance-based game. I say this all the time. Yeah. And you know, and so if part of the responsibility a player has is to perform. And so the performance has not been where it needs to be for Adolis recently. And so, you know, I think some of those mental days are going to be needed to get him back and locked into the player that we know he can be. He's a huge part of our team. And Adolis Garcia, at his best, is a player that should be out on the field every day. And so, you know, given the way we're playing, the lack of run production, we've got to try to mix things up. And that's part of the calculus right now.
Somebody wrote, and I should give him credit, but I forget who it is, that his defensive prowess right now shows that he's still very much a great athlete.
So I think the same is true of Marcus, too. And I get asked a lot about this physical decline correlated with age, and I really am not buying into it with either one, mainly for the reasons you said, is that athletically, they are still doing some of the things that we're accustomed to defensively, and that they're both playing great defense, and that leads me to believe that offensively they should still be able to impact the baseball the way that we have seen traditionally. So there are some mechanical things, some approach-based things with both players that we need to continue to work on, and really it's as much on us as a front office and as a coaching staff to present these solutions to the player and then get buy-in from the player. So we are working towards that collectively. Everybody is on board with what we need to do, and now it's about executing.
What a pro. I mentioned it the other day. Like, he can be 0-for-4, and in the handshake line, he's stoic, he's smiling, and he's shaking hands and high-fiving the guy who had the hit. You know, he's a total 10 out of 10 like that, isn't he?
Look, and that's the, you know, one of our core values as an organization is be a good teammate, and that means that on a daily basis, you're showing up and you're putting the team ahead of yourself, and I am happy that our players are holding themselves to that standard, and they're trying to find the positive even when they're not going well personally. It's a hard thing to do. These guys care immensely. I can see it on their faces. It really, there are days where it just crushes me to see the disappointment on their faces because they feel like they're letting their team down. They're letting our fans down. And it's a group of winners, and these guys are going to figure it out. The care factor is as high as any group I've ever been around, and I believe they're going to find a way to get this done.
How's Evan Carter doing?
Evan's doing great. He's starting a rehab assignment tonight. We'll see him play the next 3 days in Round Rock, and then we'll decide after Sunday kind of where he is, where we are as a team, and whether or not we activate him in Tampa. Some of it's performance-based, some of it's health-related, but Evan's in a really good spot. We miss him. It'll be great to get him back.
And then the pitching, John Gray, Kamar Rocker, it looked like he was freaking phenomenal last
night. Yeah, Kamar had a great game last night. He's kind of passed multiple tests on his rehab assignment right now. We've got a few balls up in the air right now with Nathan Eovaldi and kind of the rotation, the timeline as to when he's going to pitch next. So Kamar having a good game. He threw close to 60 pitches last night, so we're comfortable that he could go at least 60 in a major league game. We kind of need to see what the needs are, what's best for Kamar as well. Does he need another rehab start and build up to 75 pitches, or can we let him do that in a big league game? But he's close to ready. If he isn't activated this week, it'll be soon thereafter. John Gray's doing great. Cody Bradford's doing great. We're not far away from having some support on the pitching front, that these guys are coming, and our pitching staff's going to get better when we get both those guys back. It's still probably 3+ weeks away for both of them, but that's not that long. And our pitching staff's done such a great job. When we get some extra support, they're going to get even better.
So what's the role look like for Rocker? I think it was Monday you said you're not considering closer. Mm-hmm. If everybody stayed healthy and you have like 8 candidates for 5 spots, what would Rocker's role look like?
Well, one of the things I've learned in this role is you don't count your chickens before they hatch. Yeah. And every time I've done that and sort of projected out, something's come up to where we maybe didn't have the luxury we were expecting with a surplus of pitchers. So, with John, with Cody, with Kamar, we'll evaluate. We'll see where these guys are. We'll see how Evo comes out of these few extra days off and how he's feeling. Tyler Malley as well, we're going to need to push him back at some point. He's a guy who's reaching workload totals and on pace for workload totals that he hasn't done in several years. Jacob DeGrom, same thing. Jack Leiter. We're going to have a need in the rotation throughout different parts of the season for all these guys. So the timing at which they slide into the rotation, and if they're not in the rotation, are they in the bullpen? What's their role in the bullpen? All still to be determined. Some of that just sorts itself out in time. But, the next one is likely Kamar in the next, within the next week. And, my guess is that we do see him as a starting pitcher. I'll be very clear with that. But I'm not going to say that, we may have to put him in the bullpen for, 2-inning stints here and there if that's the best thing for our team collectively.
CY, when you were putting together this staff, did you even envision it being this great?
Yeah.
I mean, it had to be one of these things where you're just kind of looking at it and you're going, okay, I've got this guy, I got to get him here. But the way it's fallen, and I hope I don't jinx anything out here, but
please don't.
The way it's fallen for you, though, it's really been masterful, the way you put that thing together.
Well, you're giving me a lot of credit, and the honest answer is that, I'm not sure what I know about this game, frankly. When we built a team to have an elite offense and we're, towards the bottom in every offensive metric, and we thought our pitching staff would be very good, solid, maybe top 10, and we're an elite pitching staff. So it shows you really in some ways how little I know. But I say that given that, it's a tough game to figure out. And what I don't bet against are people. And we have great people on this pitching staff. We have leaders. We have winners. And these guys are making the most of their ability. And we have tremendous pitching coaches with Mike Maddox, Dave Bush, and then Jordan Teagues, our bullpen coach. They have done a phenomenal job. Our R&D team, our biomechanics team. I mean, it's a whole team of people that are really functioning well on the pitching side. And I think that's really evident in our player development system as well, where we have a number of our top prospects, our pitchers. So I think we're doing some things really, really well on the pitching side. I'm excited about it. But, I can't say I expected this much, but they've been phenomenal, and I'm just so thrilled for all of them.
Yeah, okay. So my favorite time of the year is we're into the regional baseball, college baseball. My LSU Tigers, of course, in this thing. But I want to ask you a question. Did I see a pre-draft workout going on here? And I kind of was a little scared to ask, but –
Did I see a little pre-draft workout?
You did. You did. It was no secret. We every year hold a pre-draft workout here at Globe Life Field, and we bring in a number of prospects from across the country, have our scouts in town, put them through a lot of different drills and baseball activities. And for me, it's a great day because I don't get out in the field to see everybody right. throughout the year. And so we have, you know, 50 players at least coming to our stadium where I got to see them in person, got to meet them, some of their families. We're hosting them tonight for the game. It's really a great day. It's a fun day. It's a long day. It starts early, but it's so worthwhile for the organization. And there have been several players that we've picked over this, the last few years that have really kind of popped in these pre-draft workouts. And so to have that here today, it's really a testament to our scouting group, the relationships they've forged out in the field with these respective players, and the fact that these players want to come to our stadium to do a workout.
Yeah, it looked very organized out there. It kind of reminded me of working pre-draft workouts
NFL on Monday.
This thing's organized.
It's not only organized, it's on time.
And that's the most important
thing.
Yeah,
when you're hosting a home game, there is a time at which you have to be off the field. That the visiting team is going to have the field, and you can't go a minute over. So our group did a great job today. It was very prompt. In fact, I was driving in expecting the thing to start at a certain time period, and they called me and said, "We're running 30 minutes early." I said, "30 minutes early? You got to give me a little heads up on that one." So,
Chief, can you follow up on that? What are you guys looking for?
In those workouts?
Yeah, are you looking for players that can help quickly out of college or specific positions or anything?
We're wide open. We're looking for the best players. We're looking for the best players for the long-term health of the Texas Rangers, that guys that fit our core values, players that we think are arrow up, that are just starting to scratch the surface of their potential, and things that we have identified that we think we can help pitchers with, from our players with. So from a pitching standpoint, there are a number of characteristics that we think we can work with and improve. On the hitting side, same thing. And so we're really just getting our arms around these guys, seeing them in person, do drills kind of the way we want them done, so that we can see, you know, how they move, how they react, and get a feel for the player. And then spend time with the person, too, because that's equally important, to learn the person, what motivates them, what do they want to accomplish in their career, and why they would be a fit for the Texas Rangers, and why we think it's a match for us to be able to maximize their full potential.
Speaking of the young stud prospects, how about Sebastian Wolcott, what he's been doing? What's the timeline for him in terms of, like, getting to Round Rock?
Yeah, you know, we haven't had those discussions yet. I want to be careful not to rush his development. I mean, I think it's very important that we don't skip steps developmentally. You know, we're seeing Alejandro Osuna here right now. Mm-hmm. He started in AA, you know, got off to a little bit of a cold start, then got really hot, and then at that point we promoted him to AAA. And he was only there a week, and it's probably, you know, a little faster than I had hoped, but we had a need at the big league level, and he was the best player to help us. He's doing phenomenally well. If he keeps this up, he may never go back. And, you know, but I think it is important for these guys not to skip steps. But Sebastian, you know, he's 19 years old in AA, and he's killing it. He's doing a great job. It's really fun. It's exciting to think about the future there. And, you know, he's going to force our hand at some point, and he's going to end up in Round Rock. But he's, you know, for the time being, we're going to let him stay there and play and continue to just get used to professional baseball at the upper levels. And in time, he's going to, you know, he'll dictate the timeline for us, really.
You've mentioned people a lot during this conversation. How important is that, to have the right amount of people when you're going through something like this, to be able to get through it?
Well, I think the first thing is to say that none of us have the answers. I mean, nobody has this game any more figured out than the next person. And so we operate collectively from a mindset of humility that, you know, we are all working towards solutions, and we're all in it together. And there's nobody that is, you know, perfectly right. There's nobody that's perfectly wrong. But collectively, if we work together, we ask the right questions, we are going to find the right answers. And I spent, you know, 2 hours upstairs this morning or this afternoon with our executive group and R&D team, our performance science team, really going through every hitter and what we need to do to optimize these guys. It's our responsibility as an organization to help them, especially in these times, and we want to make sure that, like I said, we are leaving no stone unturned in terms of our ability to get the best out of these guys. And I believe we are going to get this thing going, that these guys are so talented. You know, every executive I talk to across the league who calls me to check in, one, they start by saying, "Are you hanging in there?" And I'm like, yes, but it's hard. Because they've all been there. They all know the feeling. And then secondly, they say, "You guys are too talented not to hit, not to perform." And I say, I hear you. I believe you. But at some point, we have to get this going. We have to make this happen. And that's our objective. That's our goal. And we're working hard towards it every day. But I can assure all of our fans that these players care immensely, and they are not proud of the way the season has gone thus far offensively. And when they bust out, you know, my hope is that somebody's going to pay the price for the struggles.
Yeah. Well, we still believe in you, and all of our listeners do. Man, you did a hell of a job, and I know it can be tough as a leadership guy in a spot like this, but thumbs up, dude.
Well, I appreciate the support. I really do. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of season left. Our fans deserve a winning team, and that's what we're looking to give them. And we're going to keep busting it until we find a way to start stacking up some wins. And when we do, it's going to be a lot of fun around here. So thank you, guys.
Salute to you. Yeah. Thank you for joining us in person. The great Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And we'll get Jared Sandler's thoughts as we continue our march up to pregame next right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on The Fan.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. And Jared Sandler set to join you here for a Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Thanks to Chris Young for joining us. You can go back and listen to that with the Odyssey app, Twitch, YouTube. Instant rewind functionality. And it's a big night here with the Cardinals in town and a lot of Rangers news. Jared, how the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. 9-1 Trojans over the Horned Frogs. I'm sorry. I hate whenever like USC plays a local team because I understand that a lot of people listening probably like TCU and no one listening likes USC. But this is the first time USC's been in the playoffs since Josh Hamilton was a Ranger, so I'm pretty fired up about this.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people are fired up for Rangers news and Rangers success, but we got to start with a tough one. Adolis Garcia not in the lineup tonight, and Bochy saying it's a mental day. What's going on there, Sands?
Yeah, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, this offense is not performing at the level that I think the roster, the talent suggests that they can. And that's not because of one person. It's because of multiple people. But, Adolis hasn't really been hitting. And when Adolis is struggling, it really just has a different it can get rough, right? Because he swings it a lot. I mean, the other day, I think it was his last at bat, he got back-to-back sliders off the plate and chased them both, right? And it just, not even the most competitive sliders, right? The ones that start over the outer half and then they sweep off the plate or snap off the plate. Like, these were pitches that you maybe swing at the first, lay off the second, right? And it seems like he's in one of those swing happy funks. In general, the chase rate is up. The swing rate is up, but he's really been trying to swing his way out of this, and they got to start scoring, and it's tough to envision a mix in which Adolis Garcia is not a part of it, but that he needs to start performing. And I think mental day, maybe sending a message, I don't know, but it's also, Gavin, it's against a lefty, right? So this really is like, yeah, this is a mental day. This is Adolis, we need you, because when would Adolis not start against a lefty?
Right? I threw it out last year. Sorry, Wolchuk. And I don't know. But is he like...
He was really offended.
Is he like, dude, I gave you guys a World Series and you can't... I'm over 30 years old, right? I'm a late bloomer. You're D-ing me over here.
Pay me my money.
You're welcome.
So the finances in sports have shifted over the last decade, right? And in baseball, maybe in particular, given the process it takes to become a free agent. But... I mean, how often did teams sign players for what they did, but then you look and you're like, but I don't know if that's going to be your future, but hey, you know what? You've been great. We're going to sign you. But in baseball, that front offices aren't doing that as much. I mean, it's not that they don't care about what you've done, but at the end of the day, when it comes to the contract, it's what do we think you're going to be worth? And there's exceptions, right? Like Marcus Semien. When the Rangers signed Marcus Semien, if you gave John Daniels and Chris Young truth serum, my guess is they would probably say, yeah, we don't expect that in year seven he's going to be as good as, in year two. But sometimes you got to make those moves. You got to add the extra year. You got to add the extra couple million to get over the top. And for a team that had been struggling, maybe you needed to do that. But with Adolis Garcia, yeah, he's north of 30. He plays his ass off, which is great. It also maybe isn't the best for long-term health, right? Mm-hmm. Which I hate that that's the reality. And I don't know if that has anything to do with their thought process, but... I'd love for Adolis to get paid, and I think the best way for Adolis to get paid is to start hitting, because what we're seeing right now is a guy who's playing great defense. If the season ended today, he's winning a Gold Glove. Damn. He is really good on the bases. And now if you get a guy that's hitting, yeah, this guy's going to get paid, right?
Do you think he's not hitting because of the money? And now it's crazy, because what's his market value?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, I'll say this. His last year was tough because he wasn't hitting, he wasn't fielding. Right? And at that point, he's not that good of a base runner. He's not Billy Hamilton. The fact that he's playing good defense, teams would look at him and probably say, hey, okay, he's healthy. That's good. We like that. But, yeah, I mean, Gavin, you want to get paid as an everyday player. Right? And then there are various levels, right? You're an everyday player. You're a middle-of-the-order bat. You're an all-star. Different levels. I think he could still get paid as an everyday player, but unless he starts hitting... I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that, and he's certainly not getting paid as a middle-of-the-order bat. Is it affecting him? I mean, these guys are human, right? I'd say this. I'm sure that Adolis understood that last year was not a great year. And I'll give him credit. I don't think he just said, well, it's because I wasn't fully healthy, right? I think some guys are like, oh, yeah, I just wasn't fully healthy. I think he set out to change things this offseason. And sometimes when you're zigging and it's not working, you want to zag. And I don't know that he's totally going like from one end of the spectrum to the other. But it almost seems like some of the things he's changed, some of the adjustments he's made have been with the right intentions, but maybe taking away some of the things that made him Adolis Garcia in the first place, right? Mm. And like one thing specifically, like I was looking at numbers. He used to crush pitches down and in. I mean, like he in 2023, you could beat him up. You better hit your spot, though, because if you don't get it up enough, he's going to hit it 450, but you couldn't ever beat him down. And now, he's still going to chase up, but he's not doing as much damage down. It doesn't seem like he's able to get to that pitch nearly as well, especially down and in from a righty. It seems like maybe there's something mechanically that's preventing him from being able to fire and do damage on those pitches.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wolchuk.
Oh, hey, man.
I'm back from TV.
Everyone's kind of stepping on Wolchuk.
I was doing TV. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good, dude.
Was there a chance you were going to get a boomstick out of this
TV
thing?
I'm a TV guy. I did take a bite live on the camera.
You took a boomstick?
I'm glad you decided to join us.
Nice.
I did. Yeah. I did. The burrito. Tried it for
Broadus
the first time.
Broadus is over here working his tail off. Gavin and Wolchuk are working there. And you're over there just jacking around?
Trying to fight the
airtime. I was doing my best Jared Sandler on television impression.
No, that's not hard. That's not a hard bar to clear, man.
I know. I think I nailed it.
Yeah, probably good. Yeah.
She gave me a C. I was like, perfect.
I think that's why I have this role. So that for the next person, they've already established, like, oh, this is so much better. We like him already.
Cat tonight, right? Texas Tech night. He's going to set the world on fire.
Grant McCaslin here. So North Texas fans hopefully still feel good about Grant McCaslin.
Gosh,
one of my favorite college basketball coaches. Love the guy. He's throwing out the first pitch. Josh Young. Hey, Matthew Liberatore's pitching, and he's tough against lefties. The Rangers really need their righties to do some damage. So makes sense. Josh Young, let's get it going. And he's been – hey, by the way, Josh Young has been really good. Arguably been this team's best non-Seager offensive player, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Young and Langford both have been really good, but it's time for a few of these guys to just get white hot.
We're going to be wheeling and dealing tortillas out on the field tonight.
Oh, yeah?
After Josh Young hits a Jimmy Jack.
Why not?
Let's
Are you
go
sticking
for
around
it.
For the game?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. I'm dressed ready to go.
I mean,
Eagle ready, dude.
What's the white stuff
game
on your pants? Is that painting or
We're going to call that paint.
Okay.
Yep.
Working hard.
Okay, Leiter starting tonight. Rocker in the AAA was amazing. Can they still improve their location, Sandler?
Leiter
and Rocker at this point in their careers?
Yeah.
Long college career, a couple years out of college.
Yeah.
We're still heading that direction?
Yeah, I think if you look at a lot of young pitchers, here's the reason why. You don't get challenged. Like at Vanderbilt, in the minors, these guys aren't getting challenged the way they're getting challenged here in terms of being as precise as they need to be with their command. You know, Jack Leiter's talked about how, you know, getting to two strikes, he's got to work on his ability to finish hitters off with two strikes. Well, the pitches he's throwing here that Red Sox hitters, because that's the start that I think about, are laying off. Jack Smith McGee in AAA is swinging to that pitch 10 times out of 10, right? So it's not that they weren't pushing themselves or pitchers don't push themselves, but you always, your competition informs you what you need to do. And so I think for sure it definitely will help. With Rocker, I want to see, we need to see that 97, 98 mile an hour velocity with that fastball, because the four-seam fastball is not a ride carry fastball. It's a pitch that it needs that velocity, right? And then getting that breaking ball, closer to like 83, 84. That's what I want to see from him. And with Jack Leiter, he's done a great job going from last year to this year and getting to two strikes more efficiently. Now it's about putting hitters away with two strikes, which I think will come with a little more experience.
Jarrett, how hard has it been to come up with content? Because every night, I was watching you in a post tonight, and it's almost you had like a loss for words.
Well,
like you kind of put your head down and you're asking Hixie. And you really?
How many times can he ask you about the
it's offense? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. How do you go into a clubhouse, and the guys look at you? You're always trying to ask maybe another question or two, but in reality, you want to know, guys, what do we got to do here?
Yeah, it's been the same story, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so
you look
tough.
Really beat down in that way of another great pitching performance and no hits.
Yeah, can I be honest with you? I mean, I'm beat down. Because,
I don't mean beat down in a bad way.
No. I mean, hey, first of all, I'm a huge Rangers fan, right?
Sure.
That's like you're never going to take that part out of me,
sure.
Right? I grew up here. I am a diehard Rangers fan.
Got a championship ring.
Yeah, and I didn't deserve that, but I'm grateful for it. But I also I'm around the people, and I see that these guys are working their tail off. I see the coaches who their jobs are going to be there or not be there based on things out of their control, right?
Right.
These coaches aren't going up saying, hey, swing and miss at the fastball down the middle on a 3-1 count, right? You know, and these players, they're not going up there, hey, I can't wait to swing and miss at this great pitch.
I'm going to chase this one in the dirt,
And I know fans, I get it. Like, at the end of the day, people don't care. They only care about that up to a point. I get that. For me, though, I feel for these guys, right? It is tough. I'm trying to figure out different ways to have the conversation so that each night maybe we're doing something a little bit different. And maybe we're teaching you or you're learning something a little bit different about why the offense wasn't clicking tonight. But, I mean, we're 57 games in, 58 games in, and the last 35 or 40, it's been a struggle. Yeah. And, I mean, it's that's not fun.
You're a loss for words now about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I'm never – I mean, you guys know I can ramble with the best of them. But, yeah, it's tough to talk about.
Love
but,
you, Zance.
But then, yeah, I love you guys. Here's the deal. We're going through the lineup. You got Silver Sluggers, All-Stars, up-and-coming stars, and why, like, something is missing,
yeah.
right? It's not just guys who – it'd be one thing if it was like, hey, these guys are all projectable, and they're not meeting that. It's guys who have done it, and they're not 40 years old.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where a lot of the confusion is.
If they do find it, can you let them know to tell the Dallas Stars what it is before next playoffs?
Man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, see you guys.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. He must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. And he has the pregame coming up in 93 minutes right here on your home of the Rangers. Time now. Crack him if you got him at 877-881-1053. What you drinking and what you thinking is next on The Fan.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.